Hello, existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm Oscar Blair, and I'll be your host. Today, I'm covering money. Isn't money a kind of genius idea? Instead of trading objects for objects, we invented currency. One thought I had recently is if all Americans choose to stop valuing the American dollar, then everyone loses all their money and we can restart. So if the 1% gets too powerful, then we can just stop valuing the dollar and make a new currency. So that's just a thought. Isn't it crazy that coins have value other than the currency value, whereas virtual money has no other value other than the value we give into it? Like, I don't know much about cryptocurrency, but from my understanding, Bitcoin only has the value that we put into it. So I think it's just fun to think about. People have power over money. We control what money is worth. It's not people who have the most money who control how much it's worth. It's, well, the people that make it, because inflation can affect it. And then also just all the worth that we give it. If you took a $10 bill and went back 2,000 years, no one would give a crap about that $10 bill. You wouldn't be able to trade it for anything. Everyone would just think you're stupid, because you would be stupid to try to trade something with a $10 bill 2,000 years ago. I mean, currency was invented long before that, but the dollar wasn't invented yet. So your currency wouldn't mean anything to them, because no one else uses it. Another fun thing to think about is people spend money to taste different foods or feel different things, like go on roller coasters or a sensory deprivation tank. And it's just people will spend money, which has the value we give into it, to just experience certain feelings in their body. And I feel like that's just really powerful, that we put a lot of value into what we feel. And that's just something to think about. Another thing to think about is that money has no value to babies. Babies don't care about money. I wonder, at what age do we start valuing money? If anybody knows the answer to that question, please DM me and tell me. Another thought is, if you get a bank account with compound interest, so a bank that grows your money exponentially, and you lived forever because of the rising technologies and health that will extend human life. So if you lived forever and you had a compound interest bank account, then you'd get insanely rich in essentially no time, because if you live forever, a century is essentially nothing. But then again, money wouldn't really have that much value either if you lived forever. So I guess this episode isn't so much about money as it is about what we value and how that's interesting in how we trade things we value for other things we value. Another thought is, if there was a zombie apocalypse and you could take 5 things from your house, or let's say 20 things from your house, would you take your wallet? Or would people just stop valuing money as a whole? I don't know the answer. I think maybe that's someone everyone should ask themselves. How much do they value their money? Or just, what do they value in their life the most? Because I hope the answer isn't money, but it might be. And if it is, well, get your priorities straight. Come on, there's better things in life than money. That being said, if there's anyone out there who would like to give me money, I will take it. You could sponsor my video, I'll mention you. While I don't think that we should value money the most in our lives, I think it's still important to think about it, because money does have value. We have to use money to buy food and shelter, basic human needs. But I feel like human needs, we shouldn't have to buy them with money. Human needs should be a given. Earth has the resources to cover basic human needs for every human in the world. So we shouldn't have to pay money for that. No one should ever worry about food or shelter, because we have enough of that to go around. Money should be about special things or extra things, non-essentials, like theme parks or really fancy food, or I don't know what you guys buy. Fancy pillows, deodorant. On second thought, deodorant should be considered essential. Have you guys been to a middle school or a high school or just in a place with teenagers? So, back to the sponsor thing. If anybody would like to sponsor me, you can contact me by DMing me on Instagram. My Instagram is existentialteenager_. My email is existentialteenager@gmail.com. My website is existentialteenage.wixsite.com/home. So feel free to contact me there with questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or propositions of sponsorship. Thank you. Listen in next time. The next podcast may be about frogs, or I'm not sure yet. We'll see. Bye!